good to see everybody, and glad we're here this morning. I'd like to look at some scriptures in Ezekiel, the 43rd chapter. I'm sorry, Ezekiel 40. I'd like to start reading at verse 1. It says, in the 5th and 20th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, in the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after that the city was smitten, in the selfsame day the hand of the Lord was upon me and brought me thither. In the visions of God brought he me into the land of Israel, and set me up on a very high mountain, by which was as the frame of a city on the south. And he brought me thither, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of brass, with a line of flax in his hand and a measuring reed. And he stood in the gate. And the man said unto me, Son of man, behold with thine eyes, and hear with thine ears, and set thine heart upon all that I shall show thee, for to the intent that I might show them unto thee art thou brought hither. Declare all that thou seest to the house of Israel. And behold, a wall on the outside of the house round about, and in the man's hand a measuring reed of 6 cubits long by the cubit and an hand breadth. So he measured the breadth of the building, 1 reed, and the height, 1 reed. Now, I want to stop there. This says in the 5th and 20th year of our captivity. So this happened in Babylon. We remember that the temple was destroyed by the Babylonians. And the other day I read through these chapters. And I started reading this area, and I thought, well, didn't seem like I was getting much out of reading, so I kind of put it aside. And then, I don't know, it just seemed like the Lord inclined me to go back and read. But I want to glean. Now, some people don't give the Old Testament any attention. Some Christians don't. And I feel like that's a big mistake. God has used, from the beginning of time, the Old Testament. I know we're not under the Old Covenant. We're in the New Covenant, but there's foundations, there's footing, there's things there that are very beneficial and profitable to us. And so when I was reading some of the measurements, I wasn't really getting anything out of the measurements themselves. I mean, he measures everything here. He goes through several chapters measuring the altar. He measures. But see, they were going to go back and rebuild the temple, and God was giving them the pattern. I would like to look at chapter 43 and verse 10. It says, thou son of man, show the house to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. And if they be ashamed of all that they have done, show them the form of the house, and the fashion thereof, and the goings out thereof, and the comings in thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the laws thereof, and write it in their sight, that they may keep the whole form thereof and all the ordinances thereof, and do them. This is the law of the house. Upon the top of the mountain, the whole limit thereof, round about, shall be most holy. Behold, this is the law of the house. Now, God was giving them a pattern. He was giving them a picture of His house, the measurements of the house, and in time to come. And it's wonderful how God was, the Lord, I guess He does things spur of the moment, but most of the time it seems like He's years and years in advance, way in advance. But I believe He's planting a seed of preparation in their hearts that He has a plan for them to rebuild the temple in the future, and that He wants to bring them back out of their captivity. But I want us to notice, He said, show the house to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. And if they be ashamed of all that they have done, then show them the form of the house. I don't ever remember catching that before, but it's like if they don't feel a sense of shame and repentance and guilt, no need to go any further. But it says if they be ashamed, then show them the form of the house. I want them to be able to see the form, the fashion thereof, and the goings out thereof, and all that comings in thereof. And the Lord did have, He gives a few, most of it's measuring, most of it's, but I want to talk just a little bit about that this morning, about, He said here, let them measure the pattern. Let them measure the pattern of the house. And I know, and through those chapters, that's what He was doing. The man that was clothed with linen and had the feet of brass, he was measuring everything. You know, that's a wonderful thing for us to be able to measure. And I've got, I want to show you a few things I brought this morning. I use these things all the time. Boys, you know what this is? What is that? That's a tape measure. My wife bought this for me yesterday. It's a brand new one. My Fat Max gave up the ghost the other day. I've had it for years. This one has got a measurement on the bottom and the top. And it's got a little place where you can, if you're holding it up overhead, you can see where the measurement. But this is how we measure things. If I told you to build a pulpit like this, you would come up here and you would measure and see where the line, where this wood stopped. You would see the measurements. 42 1/4 inch. This is built from outside to outside. Isn't that wonderful? Being able to measure and replicate the pattern of something. Now, He told him to measure the house. I got a few more goodies I want to show you. You boys know what this is. This I just bought recently. It's very handy. It's also a measure. But it's a laser measurement. So when we measure, if we measure the house, if I come back here, I turn this on, I can put this against the wall,
See that red dot back there on that wall? Okay, now.
How far do you think this house is? Take a guess. How many feet do you think this sanctuary is? Maybe Brother Willie knows.
72.
Well, just the sanctuary part. Not the whole building. 72? Anybody else have any guess? Brother Galen's counting the logs. That's a good way. That's gets you close. 50. Okay. Got 72, 50. Caden, you got a measurement?
22.
Okay. So, if we're asked to measure something, and I just look at it and I guess, what kind of measurement am I going to have? Is it going to be very accurate? Brother Willie, you're counting the ceiling tiles. Huh?
You can get a close estimate.
Yep.
And some people are better at it than others.
Yes. I don't know if you probably can't read that from there. 59 feet, 0 inches from that wall to that wall. That's very precise. He told him to measure the house. We could go over that wall, measure the house. We could rebuild a house like this. But if we don't have anything to measure by, someone, Caden guessed 22, Leah was 50, Brother Gary was 72, we don't have any standard to go by, then what kind of house would we have? It would be chaotic. It wouldn't be able to. We have to have some means. He had a measuring reed. He had something that he used, a line. I enjoy these things. I've got this. This one here is a, and this didn't cost very much money. These are, look at that. I've got a plumb line and a level right there. I can, if it was dark, I could get back there and we could see how close these casings on these doors are, how level they are from side to side, just with that line. I could see how straight the chalkboard is with that line. I can do a lot of different things with the plumb line. I've got a natural plumb line. I've got a chalk line. Don't cost hardly anything, but it will give me a straight, accurate line. And I can pull that chalk and snap a line, and it's straight. It's a straight shot. I can line things up with it. Well, the Lord wants us to be able to... This was a temple that they were going to rebuild, but you know, we are building something. We are building a spiritual house in our lives. You may not think, it doesn't take hammer and nails, it doesn't take, but there is still lines and measurements that God wants us to be able to measure what He designs for our life, what He desires for our life. He's given us His Word, His truth. And we want to be able to measure, because Jesus in one place, He said, "Whosoever heareth these commandments of mine and doeth them, He is likened unto a wise man that built his house upon a rock. A wise man that built his house on a rock. So we're building something. We are building a life. We're building a house. The scriptures also talked about the collective. We are a building together. We are a spiritual house. We are a spiritual building. We're all members of a spiritual house and a spiritual building. I was visiting with Sister Maxine lately, and when they were building their house, I think she said Matthew built it, she asked for the toughest inspector, and I thought, what do you want to do that for? But she called down the city hall, and she wanted the toughest building code inspector there was. And he came out to her house, and she showed him different things. What do you think about this? Looky here. Look at that over there. What do you think about that? And the inspector looked at it, and he said, that's okay. That passes code. That passes inspection. And she took him to another spot. What about this? Yeah, that passes inspection. That passes. So Matthew got a good rating. Or at least whoever was building for him. I don't know if he did or not, but those that were working for him. But there was a building, there was an inspection, and she wanted to do it because she wanted a good house. She wanted things done right. She wanted... I've kind of had a bad experience with inspectors. And sometimes I tend to shy away from building inspectors. But his experience, we had in Oregon building the garage. One of the inspectors, we passed the rough end, the electrical rough end. When they came back to do a finish, they told me my receptacles were not the right height in the garage. And I said, well, if you pay for them to be fixed and moved, you can, because you've already passed the rough end inspection. And they said, well, the floor wasn't in. No, the floor was here. The floor was the first thing that we put in before we started. So I didn't have a good experience. Finally, they just signed off. And I thought that was reasonable. If they missed the point in the inspection, they should take some responsibility for their failure, I felt like. But we are going to be our building. And Jesus mentioned, he said, that he that heareth these sayings of mine and he follows them, he does them, his house is going to be built on a rock. And the storms will come. And the winds will come. And they'll beat against that house. And it said it would stand because it was founded upon a rock. But he said also, he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not is like to a foolish man that just goes out and builds his house upon the sand. And the winds come, and the winds and the floods rose, and it beat upon the house, and it said, great was the fall of it. That always, how sad, great was the fall of that house. What he had labored for, what he had put into, it fell because it wasn't built. It wasn't carefully built. And I'm just thinking this morning about our spiritual house that we're building. We want to take time to be diligent to study the scriptures, to study what the Word of God says, and to try to dig into its depth, because it's just like a tape measure. We're looking at it. what God says and we're seeing, here's the mark. Here's where I need to be. Because we're building a spiritual house. Our choices and our decisions will affect us the rest of our lives. And so we want to build a house. Now, I believe there's a scripture in Isaiah, the 66th chapter, and the second verse, first verse, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath my hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word." He's asked, where is the house? Now the Septuagint, it says, what kind of a house? The wording in the Septuagint says, what kind of a house will you build me? Are we just going to go out and build a life without any measurements, without any tape measures, without any plumb lines, without any levels? We just go out and build? We're going to build on the sand. We're going to have trouble, and our house is going to fall when the storm comes. But if we build with the plumb line and the measurements, and we look to the Lord and we pray and we seek Him, we seek His guidance and His counsels, and we seek His judgments, and we seek to follow the path of the measure, the pattern that He's given to us in the Old and the New Testaments, and we build a pattern, we're going to have a much happier life and blessed life when we follow God's pattern and His blessing. And I just think this morning that the Lord wants us to the law. I overpassed that, but He says in verse 12 of Ezekiel 43, He said, "This is the law of the house upon the top of the mountain. The whole limit thereof round about shall be most holy." And he says it twice. And then he says, "This is the law of the house." Now, holiness, to my understanding, the way I understand holiness is that holiness is a separateness. It's something that's been separated out. It's not intermingled with everything. It doesn't intermingle with everything, but holiness, we know the scripture says that God is holy. He asks us to be holy. And so it's a distinctness. There's purity. Purity is holy. Holiness. Holiness is purity. But when the temple that we build, that they built, had to be holy for God to dwell in it. It had to be according to the pattern. The sacrifices had to be right. They couldn't just do anything they wanted to do. They had to look at the pattern. They had to follow the instructions. You know, sometimes instructions are the last thing we look at when we get products. We don't usually take time to read the instructions, but sometimes it'd save us. I know some things are simple and you don't have to have the instructions, but a lot of times I found I've had to go back to the instruction. How is this going to work? But people do that in life, with their lives. They don't look. There's a lot of people today that are wanting to go to heaven, that are thinking they're going to heaven, and yet they don't take time to read the Bible. They don't take time to look at the pattern. They don't take time to measure the measure the form of it to see what God is desiring and what God is wanting in their lives. My dear brother-in-law, he kind of marked me. I worked with him a lot when I was younger, but his measuring system, and I think maybe all the Gillenbecks did it, may have come from their dad. But Philip would give me a measurement. Okay, he'd say like 24 inches and 3/4 plus. Well, what does that mean? 3/4 plus. It means that it's not 13/16, which is the next line on the measure. It's not a 13/16, and it's not 11/16. It's a hair between. That's what a plus is. If he said 24 3/4 minus, it's a hair minus. It's just in between the 16ths. Lord bless Nathan. Nathan's had to work with me on framing. And Phillips marks are in my life because I tend to, when I see my tape measure, I'm looking between. And you don't have to do that with framing. It doesn't have to be that crucial. Framing is rough carpentry, and I've tried to give Nathan an easy. I've been working. I tried to give him some leeway. One time he spoke up and said 2 inches. No. But framing, now there's mechanics like an engine, machining, the tolerances are great. I mean, they're moving, they're friction, and the tolerances there are very more than the measurements that I've got. They're in like the thousands, and that's another field beyond my field. But I believe it's important this morning to build according to the New Testament, the pattern. We can get too lenient in our lives from what God wants. And I can get too extreme in my life. There's a balance, and this is what I got when I was reading those scriptures about all the cubits. It wasn't really responding spiritually with me, but the thought that came to me was that the Lord had a uniform house. The gates had the same measurements. The posts had the same measurements. There was consistency. There was a uniformness to it. It wasn't just all, you know, he thinks the column needs to be this big, and he thinks it needs to be this big, and he. It wasn't all that. They had the measurements for the temple, for God to dwell in the temple. We want God to dwell in our house. We want God to dwell in our life. We want Him to be there. But it's going to take us building according to the pattern and following the pattern to the best of our knowledge and our understanding. Now, I don't have this. I can't do this spiritually. I can't get this out. This thing here will give me 30 seconds. But I can't get that out spiritually and give me any help. But the Lord has given us the Holy Spirit to prick our conscience. When I begin to get out of the way of God, and I'm going to say we are not robots. We are not perfect in every, we're human. But when I begin to get too far to the right or too far to the left, The scripture said there would be a voice behind us saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, will teach us, will help us when we're getting too close to the line. And we, like when we're driving, it's easy to kind of look at something and begin to drift over, and you correct, you pull it back. If you don't, if you keep going, you can wreck. You cross the yellow line or white line, you can hit something. So we have these corrections. We're constantly correcting and trying to keep course. And that's part of our spiritual responsibility. But the word of the Lord that He is, we can't. And I appreciate the New Testament so much. Paul was so careful in what he wrote and what he spoke. He said, in some place he said, this is not the Lord's commandment. This is not what the Lord said. This is from me as one that obtained mercy. Well, that helps me. That helps me. That helps me to recognize something there. And there's, he was very careful to note when it was his advice, or when it was the word of God, the commandment of God. And so, Lord, help us today to the house, the pattern. There was consistency, there was uniformness, there was balance to it. It was balanced. I would have loved to have seen the temple. I would have loved to have been able to see the temple, that the Old Testament temple, all the different things that were there. It was so interesting when you read in the scriptures about the temple. But that was a place that God chose to dwell among His people. He came down into that Holy of Holies place, and His glory shined out. And we know in the New Testament we got so much greater. Because it's not just in a building, it's in our earthly temple. The scripture talked about the earthly temple of this tabernacle. We are a house, we are a temple. And so we want to be able to build and mark. We don't want to add to the scriptures, we don't want to take nothing away from the scriptures. To the best of what we know and understand, we want to follow the scriptures. And if that means whatever the cost, the sacrifices, the effort, the work that it takes, we want to be able to follow what God has given to us with all of our heart. Another thing that, and I probably works in conjunction with the Holy Spirit, but an honest heart. We have to be honest with ourselves. And Jesus, you know, the promise was, He said, I'll give them a new heart. In salvation, the Lord gives us a new heart. When we repent, we turn to Him, He gives us a new heart. New desires. New yearnings. New desires. New goals. But that heart, we've got to watch. We've got to keep it honest. That's a plumb line. If I get dishonest with myself and I override the checks, and I don't have the scripture, but Paul in one, I think it was maybe in the Corinthians somewhere, but Paul said, let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon, because every man's work will be tried by fire, and the day will declare it. And it said, if any man's work suffers loss, is burned up, he said he can still be saved, but it's going to be by fire. So suffering loss, I believe, comes from probably not building properly as we should, but if we suffer loss, we want to Ask the Lord for help. Ask God for forgiveness. Repent and start building to a better pattern that God can give us in our hearts and lives than to help us. But we want to be careful how we build. He started out there in Ezekiel in the 40th chapter. He mentioned Ezekiel, the 40th chapter, he mentions I read it already, but in the fourth verse, he said, "The man said unto me, Son of man, behold with thine eyes, and hear with thine ears, and set thine heart upon all that I shall show thee." You know, we each one have a responsibility. We're all going to stand before God as an individual. We'll stand before Him as an individual of my work, my life, the spiritual house that I'm building. That's going to stand before God. And you know, the Lord's going to inspect it. The Lord's going to inspect the house. The things that I've allowed, the things that I've done, the things that I've did, He's going to inspect the house. And we want something that's going to be, that will meet His approval, that will pass, it's not my estimation, it's not my judgment, it's the Lord's. You know, sometimes I just feel like humanity, in many respects, gives way too much credit to their thoughts and their opinions. You know, it's almost like it's gospel truth when it's their own thoughts. Our thoughts won't get us to heaven. And He told us, He said, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways." That's why we're dependent upon God to show us and to teach us the pattern that we want to. We don't want to build after the pattern, just look out in the world and say. I remember as a young Christian, I was meeting up with some things, and I knew the Bible taught one thing, and yet I was seeing this something different in the world. And in my mind, I was thinking, how does this fit together? How does this work? The Bible teaches this, and the reality in the world is this. And the Lord spoke to me, and He said, it doesn't fit. I was trying to combine the two. It doesn't fit. The Lord's Word is different than the pattern that is just all around us that we see in the majority of the world today. The Lord has a pattern. He has, and He told Noah, He told Moses, follow the pattern. Follow the pattern. And that's what we want to do. We want to search the Scriptures and ask the Lord to reveal to us and to help us to be able to see the pattern and the form that God has for the church in our day, in our time. And I believe the Lord can help us. Thank you for your attention this morning.